Welcome to Today on Broadway for Tuesday, August 30th, 2016. I'm Broadway stars James Marino. Matt is down for the count today. How bad is he? You know that scene in The Exorcist where Reagan, played by Linda Blair, spews green bile at Father Karras, played by Jason Miller? Well, Matt played that scene on loop for the past 24 hours. Please give him your well wishes at BWWMatt on Twitter so that he may make a speedy recovery and be back with us tomorrow. Bringing this back to Broadway, of course, Linda Blair made her Broadway debut in the 1994 revival of Grease as Betty Rizzo, replacing Rosie O'Donnell. Jason Miller won the 1973 Pulitzer Prize for Drama as well as the 1973 Tony Award for Best Play for his play that championship season. Also, we forgot to announce yesterday on the Monday show of Today on Broadway that the winner of the Hamilton mug one last time is Jessica Lyon at Theater Girl 91. All right, on to the news. Gene Wilder, star of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which will soon grace the Broadway stage in a new musical adaptation, and Mel Brooks films such as The Producers, Blazing Saddles, and Young Frankenstein, died yesterday, August 29th, from complications of Alzheimer's disease. He was 83 years old. A star of stage and screen, Wilder was twice nominated for an Oscar for the movies of The Producers and Young Frankenstein. He won an Emmy for his appearance on Will and Grace. On stage, Wilder launched his career off-Broadway in Roots, and after that appeared in The Complacent Lover on Broadway. He went on to star in Broadway's Mother Courage and Her Children, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, The White House, and Love. His and Mel Brooks' musical adaptation of Young Frankenstein hit the stage in 2007. In the notes, we will link to a YouTube video from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory where he sings Pure Imagination. Next up in the news, a common PR move is to make a release of less attractive news on a Friday evening. Thus came an email from the Public Theater to many of its supporters that talked about its membership program for next year. The membership rates will be increasing to $85 per person, with a preview membership at $65 and a premium membership at $500. We're going to get further into this and talk about it on This Week on Broadway, but I wanted to find out what some listeners who are members of the public thought about this. So tweet at us at Broadway Radio, or talk to us on Facebook, or email us at james@broadwayradio.com or matt@broadwayradio.com. In the grosses, Les Miserables continued its strong summer, while Hamilton was the only show this week to break $2 million. One thing to note is that we're in the last week of Les Miserables as well. With the number of shows on Broadway down one last week from 26 to 25, the collective box office figures topped out at $21,495,000, $1.5 million less than the previous week. This week's Million Dollar Club, or close to Million Dollar Club, included, as we mentioned, Hamilton, The Book of Mormon, Aladdin, The Lion King, Les Miserables, and Cats took a little bit of a dip, but they lost one performance because of a water main break that forced the cancellation of a performance. The biggest increase this week came with The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which increased to $61,000 and the soon-to-close play. And not too far behind it, that will also soon exit, is An American in Paris, which increased $58,000, and An Act of God, which increased $46,000. Next up, Frank Wildhorn continues his non-traditional way of bringing Broadway shows to New York, where his new show, Scott and Zelda, will make its New York debut in an evening of songs presented in November at 54 Below, Feinstein's 54 Below. Scott and Zelda, an American musical that is billed as a brand new jazz age musical based on the lives of F. Scott Fitzgerald and the hot jazz age novelist who wrote This Side of Paradise, The Beautiful and the Damned, The Great Gatsby, Tender is the Night, The Last Tycoon, and his wife Zelda. This new musical tells the story of a young, beautiful Southern belle who meets a handsome 21-year-old author at a dance on July 4th, 1917. Frank Wildhorn will be at the piano during the show. So check out the link at BroadwayRadio.com if you are interested in getting tickets to 54 Below to see this. Fringe NYC announces their overall excellence and awards winners. It's a little bit of a list here, so listen carefully. In the overall play category, we have Pucker Up and Blow, The Radicalization of Rolf, which we talked about on This Week on Broadway this weekend. Michael and Peter highly recommended it and hoped that it would have another Broadway life after this. Black Magic. In overall musical, we have Mother Emmanuel. in Best Direction, Kristen Skye Hoffman for Dream Ticket, Leslie Kincaid-Burbeny at Zamboni, Jesse D. Hill in Brood. For Ensemble, The Gorge Motel, Colorblinded, The Further Adventures of, Chip and Gauze. In solo performance, we have The Box Show, Honor, Confessions of a Mumbai Courtesan, At the Flesh, Prior Truth, Rent Control. In playwriting, we have Kevin R. Free, Night of the Living N-Word, Don Hinui, Murmurs and Incantations, Megan Gambling, Bonnie's Future Sisters, Louis Aquiller and Chris D'Amato with Dementia Americana. For acting, Taylor Turner, The Illusionary Adventures of a Dreamer, Nadia Brown, Hysterical, Meg Kelly, Kermore, Dave Droxler, Walking on Sunshine. For choreography, Tom Gold and Joey Variations. Scenic design, Jason Lee Corzon. Cyrano, A Love Letter to Friendship. For music and lyrics, Aaron Michael Kruger for Super. Musical composition, Matthew Lurie for Fallen Skies. Ben Singer, At the Crossroads, music for Faust. And the Theater Mania audience favorite, Walking on Sunshine. If you want more information, go visit fringenyc.org. We have a handful of podcasts in the recommendation section for things that have come out over the last few days. And I'm going to do a little bit of log rolling here, but really, take a listen to Literally Patty Murin, the podcast. Because not only is Patty Murin hysterical and she says great stuff there, but Matt is such a great host, and I have to give him props while he's not here. Because if it weren't for Matt, there would be no Today on Broadway. And all the other great work that's happening at Broadway Radio is mostly due to Matt. And so I just want to publicly acknowledge how much I appreciate him and what great work he's doing. Over at the Theater People podcast, episode number 82, Will Chase and Rob McClure talking about Something Rotten. And Patrick Hines is again hitting it out of the park with these interviews. A lot of fun, this interview. It's about half an hour long, so take a listen to it on your way to and from work in the next couple of days. Also, Kevin Davenport's The Producer's Perspective podcast, number 87, where he interviews Broadway producer Richard Frankel. We talked about Richard Frankel on one of the podcasts a few weeks ago. So he's just an amazing Broadway producer with a great story and how he became a Broadway producer. He discusses the origin of the premium ticket and how he got Mel Brooks to give him a chance to produce The Producers and more. All right, that wraps it up for a shortened version of Today on Broadway with just some headlines with me. Hopefully tomorrow Matt will be feeling better and he can join us and we'll get back to our old routine. Thanks for listening.